the rest of the story. Soldiers herded civilians by the hundreds into railroad cars. More than 100 of the civilians were children. The train transported them to prison camps in the Second World War. No. In 1886, in the American Southwest, at Fort Bowie, where hundreds of Native Americans of the Apache tribe were forced from corrals into railroad boxcars and then taken to prison camps in the Southeast United States. The Apache's final defeat is a tragic saga in itself, but their journey into captivity bears further significance because among the prisoners, it is said, was perhaps the greatest, most versatile Apache warrior of them all, a legendary tribal shaman named Lozen. A warrior shaman? Oh, yes. For while the feared, revered Lozen fought a dozen years beside Chiefs Victorio and Geronimo, it was the so-called ceremony of the renowned Apache mystic which the tribe insisted assured their victories for so long. The ceremony? Well, Lozen could always tell where the enemy was, near or far, in attack or retreat, could divine the direction of the enemy by standing with outstretched arms and slowly turning 360 degrees while singing a sacred chant. Now, when facing the enemy where he was, no matter how far beyond the horizon, Lozen's palms became warm and then hot, and then deep red in color, and the shaman, it was repeatedly sworn, was never wrong. Historians are right now rediscovering Lozen's saga. Jana Bommersback, an editor of the prestigious periodical True West, reports that Lozen, whose name intriguingly translates dexterous horse thief, was born in New Mexico sometime in the early 1830s, blood related to Chief Victorio, grew up when the Apaches still controlled their sacred lands, then became radicalized in the late 1870s following a series of white atrocities committed against the Apaches. Among the unforgivable deeds was the torture murder of the father-in-law of Cochise by white soldiers to whom the Apache leader had come alone and under a flag of truce. He was seeking only peace. After Lozen's raiders mobilized, they once covered 3,000 miles in 2 months with the intention of slaughtering as many settlers as possible, and they did kill hundreds, and you know what? Through their 7 all-out battles and innumerable skirmishes from which they emerged triumphant in every instance, the army of Lozen never lost a single warrior. But the extraordinary shaman was not infallible. Weary and homesick and deceived in 1886 by a promised treaty, Lozen, along with hundreds of Apaches, were seized and sent east and eventually died imprisoned. And now the rest of the story. According to the Apaches themselves, Lozen was their most skilled military strategist. One historian called the shaman America's greatest guerrilla fighter. At once a warrior, a prophet, a healer, and a midwife? That's right. The great Lozen was Apache Chief Victorio's younger sister, called the shield of her people, the Apache Joan of Arc, who could outride, outshoot, and outfight the bravest of the brave. And now you know the rest of the story.